Hi, Dad. It's January 4th, Sunday. Well, this is a 30-minute tape, and, well, we're going to talk to you today. Mom sent off one yesterday that she just talked on, I guess. Well, I'm ready to go out to the stables and feed Jason and stuff. Bashful, it'll probably be in some of your letters, but she got real sick, and she couldn't move or anything last night. But this morning she feels better, and Mom's going to take her to the vet, and she'll get her sacs popped maybe and a shot or two. Jason's got to get warm this month, and he's got to get one or two shots, I guess, the flu shot and sleeping sickness. But I think he gets that in the spring. Well, on New Year's Day, all of us went to Weber's house, and Braddock's were there, and we ate dinner. We had turkey and potato salad and all sorts of things. And Kim stayed overnight with me that night. We were going to go to the movie, but it was too late. I went to the movie Friday night. It was Gone with the Wind, and I enjoyed it, but I didn't understand parts of it, how it got its name and everything. But then Colette told me, or Jerry told me, and now I understand what it means. Well, Jason hasn't bucked me off very much. I rode David halfway home the other day, and he didn't buck. But yesterday he got, well, it was cold out, and he felt like bucking, and he almost got me off, but not quite. Well, we got our Christmas tree down last Saturday, and it's still out in the backyard with the stand on it, because I'm too lazy to go out and put it up. We got almost all of our decorations all out, except for a few candles and stuff. But other eyes were done with Christmas. I still haven't gotten my blanket yet. I ordered it last Friday, not January 2nd, but December 26th. And it was a green one. It's going to be green. Colette got a red one. And this one is the $15 one that's lined and everything for warmth. And I bought me a pair of Levi's with it, and I have about $4 left or so, and I don't know what I'll buy with that. Maybe some chain necklaces or reins if they're cheap, something like that. Oh. Well, talking about school, in home ec we're doing cooking, and they have these electronic ovens that'll turk a 20-pound turkey in 2 hours and 45 minutes. And they're only $500, so we better run down the store and get one. Because you can cook bacon and eggs, well, bacon and, well, two strips in a minute, 45 seconds, or 2 minutes. You can cook, well, you can't cook eggs in it because, unless they're scrambled or poached, because the egg will explode if you leave it in its shell. You can make a cake in 5 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes, which is pretty good, and fudge in 2 minutes. It's really neat. Maybe one of these days we can get one. Yesterday, Mom and I, we went out to try to start the Fury. It wouldn't start, and it made this funny noise, and so Mom got out and pushed, and I steered it, and well, we got going. We got down to the end of the hill, but it still wouldn't start, so we parked it. Mom, she went out about a couple hours later, I think, and started it, and it went around all right. She drove around the block a couple times. We've only started one or two fires since you've left because, well, the Christmas tree was one problem, and it just started getting really cold about 2 weeks ago, and the wind's coming up pretty bad now. It gets up, in parts of Wyoming, it got up to 60 miles an hour, knocked down trailers and stuff. So that's pretty bad. We haven't had snow, just blowing wind and stuff. Well, I've used almost half this side of the tape, so I better let you go. I love you very much, and I hope you've gotten most of my letters. Bye, Dad.
Hi, Dad. My mother, this is David. Mother owes me, Kathy, and Ken, and Sandy a bunch of money. She borrowed $5 from me, and she still owes me all my allowance that she hasn't paid. And we ate, let's see, where was it? Over at the Weber's,
New Year's Day.
That was fun. I can't remember what we had. But we went ice skating and had bunches and bunches of fun. I know how to ice skate now pretty good. At least better than some kids I've seen. And Sandy, she was digging holes in the ice where whenever we went on it, we, you know, if we'd go over a hole, we'd fall. That's why most of the kids were falling, because Sandy was digging holes in the ice. We had a holder, or else she would fall. I've enjoyed my vacation a bunch. I had bunches and bunches of time. Me and Andrew, well, you know, Andrew got a sleepover. We slept downstairs. I was facing one way, you know, near the, our heads were facing the television. And then in the morning time, Andrew woke me up because my head was facing your desk. I rolled all the way over there at night. Didn't know that at all. Dad, I made four keys, one for Mother, one for you. I'm going to stain it and send it to you. And then one for Grandmother and the other grandmother. And Andrew wanted to, well, I helped Andrew saw out the sword he wanted. But it didn't come out right because swords are really hard. And Andrew sawed most of it. It was really rugged, so we burned it in the fireplace. We haven't lit very many fires. That's what Sandy told you. But anyhow, we haven't. The color our TV is acting up a bunch. It switches colors, and then there is no color, and so many things have happened. Last night, I got to sleep in the living room with Jess on the floor with just the pillow and my bedspread. I was really warm. In the morning time, Kathy and Karen saw me and Sandy sleeping here. Sandy was sleeping up on the couch, now sleeping on the floor. Kathy and Karen saw us, so they went back and they had to get their pillows and get their bedspread and come out and put it down. Kathy's crunching Fritos in the living room. I told her to quit it and to get out of the living room, and she's going to eat them. And Sandy said, you aren't supposed to eat the Fritos anyhow. So Kathy got out. Dad, Mother's going to get Bashful's sacks empty because Bashful's sick. That's what Sandy told you, too. And, well, she might get some shots. I don't know. Dad, if there's anything you need there, well, just tell us on a tape or in a letter. Well, anyhow, we'll somehow tell us, and we'll see if we can get it for you. Okay? Dad, Kathy, and Karen are running up and down the stairs. And Dad, once in a while, when I ask Mother if I can What was that?
Right, her cigarette. Once in a while she lets me, but not always. Sometimes when I get there in time, she'll let me, but sometimes she... Dad, today Basil is running all around. You know, she's really happy. Last night was when she was sick, but this morning, she's okay. She doesn't feel any pain or anything. Last night, she wouldn't eat a thing. But this morning, she's so hungry. She ate all her dog food and drank a bowl of water and ate a cookie. And then she's still rousing around. But then finally she settled down on the couch by Mother. Dad, from now on, nobody's allowed in my bedroom. No company or either Kathy and Ken, because they usually wreck up my bedroom and they never help clean it up. That's why. Everything's scattered all over the tools, and I've got to go look for them. And I got sandpaper now. I've got sandpaper with my tools. But I wish that Kathy and Karen wouldn't scatter everything around. They're making themselves a key out of my wood. The wood isn't I don't got very much wood left now since Twin's been playing with it. I don't know if I will have enough wood to make a couple more. Well, I might be able to get around 4 more keys out of the wood. But that'll be awfully hard to get them out. So, I'm going to stop the tape and think of Dad. Sandy has gone to the stables now. I don't know where she's at. We still got some of our Christmas decorations up. There's a Santa Claus and 2 candles and this snowman. No, it's really nice looking at them. And there's a picture of Putt-Putt up on the television and Sandy. Dad, it's real cold here and Kathy wants to go on a picnic. When I got to go ice skating, I used Danny's skates, ice skates, and they squeeze my feet, you know, and they're real tight, but I can ice skate on them really good. And I can go lots faster than I ever did. It's really fun. Dad, Kathy's whining and griping because she can't talk on the tape until the other side. She just hit me. And maybe Mother can finish off the rest when I get through talking to you. I haven't talked very much. Because I don't know that much. Kathy's fiddling around with the fireplace things. Boy, I wish you were here, Dad. Gosh, we miss you a lot. I wonder what you've been doing. I've heard on the tapes. What all did? Forget it. And Dad, we found Basil. Well, we know we've got Basil's brush here. Too bad you weren't here when we went to Scouts. You know, they're celebrating Christmas. You know. It's really funny. They put this, they lit a pack of matches and threw it in a milk bottle. They put an egg on top of it. And the egg sucked right in and go like, bloop, and it cracked open. That was neat. We could have stayed for refreshments, but the phone was ringing, and Mother didn't want to take a chance because it might have been Sandy, so we went home. But anyhow, I got a couple of cookies there. That was just as good. Dad, not Kathy and Karen, just laying around, sitting down, you know, on the floor and fiddling around with the things that they aren't supposed to do. Like Kathy is fiddling around with the tools that go with the fireplace, and Karen's fiddling around with the top of the tape recorder. Dad, I don't got very much to say. We're going to be turning the tape over, okay? I think around, let's see, when there's two more roll things, well, that's when I turn off. I think it? Nope, not yet. Well, bye, Dad. I'll see you when you come back. Remember, you promised me a bicycle a long time ago.